You're listening to SBS News.
Visitation at all onshore immigration detention facilities will recommence on the 7th of December, almost 8 months since it was stopped due to COVID-19. From Monday, visits can take place for only 1 hour, with social distancing and hand sanitizers mandatory. Visitors may also be asked to don a face mask. Visits by children are discouraged by the Australian Border Force, because, according to the ABF website, children are less likely to comply with hygiene requirements. The ABF has also reduced the overall number of visits available to comply with minimal physical distancing requirements. For Rain, a man that has been in immigration detention for 4 years, now at Sydney's Villawood Immigration Detention Centre, these rules come as a disappointment and are preventing visits with his wife and 3 stepchildren, who all live in Brisbane. Prior to COVID-19, Rain's wife would fly or drive from Brisbane every few weeks with the couple's 3 children to visit. They would all spend a few days in Sydney visiting her husband at the detention center's visitation area, able to play together at the center's children's outdoor play area, which currently remains closed despite visitation resuming. Rain told SBS the restrictions on visitation have made visits too much of a hassle and not worth the effort.
From this Monday, it's one visit at a time. We can't get all our family at once, and they got to get tested before they come in. It only goes for an hour. It's a lot of hassle, and it's very hard to deal with in this environment.
The past months without visitation have caused Rain, his wife Sarah, and their 3, 8, 11, and 14-year-old children stress. She's been raising the couple's children on her own for 5 years, visiting her husband with her children every few weeks. When visitation was stopped and the couple's children could not see their father, the stress mounted, and now all 3 children are receiving psychiatric counseling. Sarah explains.
It's really built up. So, they can't eat, they feel sick, they've had headaches, it's affected their schooling. And as a mom, it just breaks my heart. I'm trying to keep the family together and really just keep all the pieces together. I'm trying to, hold my full-time job. The children are just so sad. And they don't even, I haven't even told them that with the visits opening, it's going to be the way it is, because I don't know how to tell them.
According to Rain, his troubles began 12 years ago when he was convicted of a serious assault and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. After serving his time and completing his probation period, he came to learn that a 501 character hold was placed on him from his previous conviction, and he was sent to immigration detention to be deported. But with his wife and stepchildren here, and with the possibility of torture and execution in Syria awaiting him, he has been fighting his deportation for 5 years. Rain has not been free since 2009, despite being a permanent resident of Australia who's married to an Australian and is the legal guardian of 3 Australian children. His permanent residency has since been revoked, and he remains in detention indefinitely for as long as a war rages in Syria and Bashar al-Assad remains in power, or unless the government here in Australia grants him a second chance. Ghadir is another immigration center detainee that arrived in Australia from Iran in 2010. He was granted a 2-year bridging visa, but when it expired, he was returned to immigration detention, where he has remained ever since in 2010.
Yeah, actually, I've been in detention for around 7 years and 3 months. I have no criminal record. I had bridging visa for a couple of years. My bridging visa gets expired.
Ghadir tells SBS that immigration detainees who were transferred from prisons to immigration detention to be deported are complaining that they were more free in prison than in immigration detention when it came to visitation. Particularly disturbing to new arrivals from prison to immigration detention is the fact that visits will be held in what detainees are calling a box, a small room with a glass partition between the detainee and his visitor.
Anyway, last week we had a couple boys, they come from jail. And they telling us we had visit. It's normal visit with no box. And they ask, what is the box visit mean? I said there is a glass between us and the visitor. It's gonna be like we can touch. We can just see them. And they've been shocked. They said even jail, it's more. They have more freedom than us here, which is they call it detention center. And this is very strange.
Ghadir appears to be correct. According to the New South Wales Government's Communities and Justice website, a limit of two visitors, either two adults or one child and one adult, are permitted to visit inmates. Visitors and inmates to prisons can fist or elbow bump at the beginning of the visit, and there's no glass barrier between them, though they must maintain social distancing. For immigration detainees all over Australia at onshore immigration detention centres, the stresses have been mounting as none of them have any idea when they will be released. In prisons, prisoners can look forward to when their jail sentence will end. However, in immigration detention, detainees only have visits to look forward to, and they have no idea when they will be released, and not being able to see their children is a problem that parents cannot resolve and children cannot comprehend. Rain says they often feel helpless, their mental health suffering.
I don't know how to solve the problem, and especially my kids, they don't understand why they can't come and visit. They understand there is coronavirus, but they don't understand why they can't see their father, and it's been really hard. And honestly, I'm suffering from it because I can't see my family. It's really hard to cope with it.
For his wife, Sarah, it is a shameful situation.
I'm ashamed because I was born in this country. I'm ashamed that this is happening in Australia. We're not a third world country. Coronavirus is purely just what they may be putting it down to, but they were planning this a long time. They never wanted visitors there. They don't want these people to have any hope. And this is an excuse, and it is just absolutely disgraceful.
SBS reached out to the Australian Border Force for comment, but no reply was received at the time of publication. The names of those taking part in this feature have been changed to preserve their anonymity. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.